Okay, today's Daf Mem Tes, and b'schus today being Zayin Adar, we have a lot of Torah to discuss. We'll see how Beis Hashem how much we can get through. Today's one of those days that we could spend a couple of days on this Daf. Agada, Lamdis, Halacha. So Beis Hashem, we will do as much as we can. And b'schus Moshe Rabbeinu's birthday, Moshe Rabbeinu's yahrzeit, we'll be zocha to the Torah's Moshe that he gave us. Says the Mishnah. So this is the case that happened last year when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos. So what's the halacha? So the major discussion in the poskim is what do you do about Shalosh Shudas? That's the major discussion that we had. But we also had a little shir last year about when do you do biur? When do you destroy your chametz? So we hold like a Remeir. Remeir says that you do mevar the chametz before Shabbos. The Chum Omer Bismano. The Chum say no. You're mevar the chametz on Shabbos, bismano. Obviously, you're not going to burn it, according to the chachamim. But however you get rid of it, you can do it on Shabbos. Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadok Omer, Truma melefnei Shabbos, v'chulin bismanan. Truma you get rid of before Shabbos, because Rashi explains, you're probably not going to, you're a house of Yisraelim, and you have Yisraelim animals, so therefore there's no way that you're going to find any place anybody to give the truma to, so you might as well get rid of it beforehand. While chulin, bismanan, chulin you could keep because one might find, you know, it might be guests that come, doesn't say hoel here, but it might be other people that could consume it. That's why you do not have to get rid of it right away. Says the Gemara, Tanya, Rabbeinu Bartelik Omer, Pamachas, Shavas Abba B'Yavne. One time my father slept over in Yavne for Shabbos, V'chol Arba'as Aliyos for Shabbos, and it was Erev Pesach fell on Shabbos. U'baz Zunin, Memunas Shor Rabbi Gamliel, Erev Zunin, the worker of Rabbi Gamliel, came V'yamar, Higiyah Eis Lavaras HaChametz. It was Shabbos morning, and he said, it's time to get rid of the Chametz. V'yalachti Achar Abba, U'biyarnu Es HaChametz. And I went after Abba, and I destroyed the Chametz. So that's a raya that, to Rabbi Elazar Bar Tzadok, or to the Chachamim, that it happened on Shabbos itself. Okay. There is a major machlok as a poskim here. We all like Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that that we destroy the chametz before Shabbos. Why is that? Why does Rabbi Meir, and what we paskin, why do we say that you destroy the chametz before Shabbos? So it says the Bilchamas here, that the Ramban, that you destroy the chametz before Shabbos, you know why? You know that you might destroy the chametz, you might violate some malachis when you do it. Gzeirat Rabbanan, that you're not allowed to destroy your chametz on Shabbos. That is what the Bilchamas says here. The Baal Amar here, though, says differently. The Baal Amar says, you know why you have to destroy your chametz before Shabbos? Because this machlokas, Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim, you know what Rabbi Meir holds? Rabbi Meir holds like Rabbi Yehuda. The Chachamim hold like the Chachamim. From the mission that we had at the beginning of the second parak, how do you do beer chametz? According to Rabbi Meir, you have to do chametz, you have to destroy your chametz before Shabbos. Why? Because Rabbi Meir holds ain beer chametz el b'sreifa. So obviously you can't do Shreif on Shabbos. That's the basis of the Shidush Rabbi Meir. Mashaikin, according to the Chachamim, who hold Bizmano, says Lushitasam. The Chachamim say, Bafar Vizor Aleruach Matal Yam. So therefore here too, Bafar Vizor Aleruach Matal Yam. That's the Lushitaso. Though the Gemara never makes this link. The Gemara never makes the link between the Mishnah on Daf Chafal and the Mishnah here on Daf Mem Tes. The Baal Amar says they are linked. That's what the Baal Amar says here in the Daf Arif. Remeir holds like Rabbi Yehuda, the Tavar Amin Chavis Ela B'Shreifa, V'kivet the Mikla Yudal B'Shabbos, Lav Bar Shreifahu, Shein Shreifas Chametz Tochaz HaShabbos. And according to the Chachamim Omrim Bizmanon, Rabbanu L'Tamayhu, the Sphere Lu B'Bir Chametz, B'Far V'Zor Alu Ruch Abat Al Yam. V'im Bazeh Av Malacha Shiyitcha Shabbos. That is option number two. What's the Shita of Rabbi Meir? Wonderful, beautiful. The problem is, the Rambam, and we paskin like Rabbi Meir here, that you destroy everything before Shabbos, but we also paskin what? Mefar v'zor l'ruach matzalayam. We paskin like the Chachamim in the other Mishnah, so it doesn't work out. It doesn't work out who we paskin like. So if you say the Shittas are linked, that's a problem. So there's a third possibility of what the Machlokas is about, and that was said by Rav Soloveitchik. Another Achronim, Beitza for a second. Sorry, just walked in. Bibzaka Yuna Mitzvah. Says Rav Soloveitchik, maybe there's a third possibility that even if you say that ain't beer, you don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. You say hashpasa b'chol davar, it would still be aser. There's a Rashi in Beitza on Daf Chav Zayin. The Mishnah in Beitza there says that you're not allowed to burn truma temeya on yantif. The Mishnah says v'alachalos shenitmes v'nichnas lebeis hamedrash v'shal v'amrulo v'yazizim imkama. You're not allowed to burn chalos temeya on yantif. Why not? Right? What's wrong? Mitoch shurshul tzarach uchur shlo tzarach. Why shouldn't you be able to burn chalos temeya on yantif? Right, just burn it. Well, it's a tzorech. So Rashi says, Eina ru'uya l'kohen hayom. The kohen cannot use it today because it's asur b'achila. It's truma tameya, and you can't even give it to your dog on yantif. Why? Why? It's mutar b'hana. Why? Asur de'in mevarin kachim tameya min ha'olam b'yantif. Va'afilo ayde achilas behema. Why? Rashi doesn't say yet. Why not? The end of the Rashi, last five words. You can't destroy kachim tameyam on yantif, not because you're violating a malacha. Why? Rashi adds off. Derachmana achshave lahavarasan. Dechsiv ba'eshi saref. Hilkach malachahi. Sometimes, says the Rav, you have an action. If it's halachically recognized as significant, it'll achieve the status of the malacha, and that's exactly what the Torah says you're not allowed to do. Even if it's not a malacha per se, inherently, but based on the principle of achshave, we've had this a number of times in Masechah Shabbos, based on that principle, you can take something that's not a malacha. But once the Torah says tashbisu, it achieves the status of a malacha. So just like Rashi says that on Beit Adav Chav Zayin, Rav Soloveitchik used that here to explain Rabbi Meir. Why does Rabbi Meir say, Yalad, destroy Chavis on Shabbos? Not because of Edisa Drabbanan, like what the Ramban says. Not because Ein Bir Chavis El Bestreifa, like the Baal HaMor says. But a third shot. Since the Torah says you have to destroy your chametz, so that is why if you destroy it on Shabbos, that is considered a significant act, and that's why it's asur. It's achshave, because the Torah is machshav the act. So those are three different shitas, what the svara is for Rabbi Meir. Along the way, though, the Baal HaMor in the continuation, there's another machlokas. Because the Baal HaMor in the continuation says, okay, so you're going to destroy all your chametz before Shabbos. So what are you going to eat with Shabbos morning? What are you going to eat? So we're worried about Shalosh Shudas. That's the whole discussion. But what do you eat Shabbos morning, says the Baal HaMor. You know what the Baal HaMor says? You can eat matzah. You can eat matzah Shabbos morning. Erev Pesach. Says the Baal HaMor. Though we're familiar with the Yerushalmi that says ha'ochel batza be'erev Pesach, if somebody eats matzah on erev Pesach, kilu boel arusaso be'beis chamav, it's as if you're living with the woman who you are mitzaris. You only had erusin. So if you're jumping the gun, you're living with her before marriage, and you're living in your in-law's house. That's what Yerushalmi compares somebody eats matzah on erev Pesach to. So then, so how could the Baal HaMor says how could you eat matzah on erev Pesach in the morning? Says the Baal HaMor, hani mili. When does the Isser of Matzah start? Only when the Isser of Chametz starts, the Araisel. They're connected. Only Mishay Shos Velamala. Avalat Shay Shos Mutter. But until the sixth hour, Mutter to eat Chametz, Mutter to eat Matzah, says the Baal HaMor. That's the Shita of the Baal HaMor. That the Isser of Achilas Matzah on Erev Pesach only starts at Chatzos. The Ramban, and that same Al-Chametz, takes issue with this Baal HaMor and says, what are you talking about? The Isser of Achilas Matzah starts when you have a chiyuv to be mevar the chametz. That's when it starts. Starts when the chiyuv is alive. That's even earlier. It's even the night before. That's when it starts. Not later on. You can't use matzah in the morning. So the machlokas we showed him were machmir in this case. When does the isser of achilas matzah start? Does it start only at vav shows, or does it start even earlier? What's the nekudas machlokas between the Baal HaMor and the Ramban? So again, Rav Soloveitchik said, what's the comparison? They both hold that Yerushalmi, that if you eat matzah on Erev Pesach, kilu bo'al arusaso be'beis chamav. What's the pshat of that Yerushalmi? So Soloveitchik explained that if you look in the Rambam in Hilchas Ishus, in Perek Yud, there the Rambam describes Erusin, and then he says, Erusin is really an oser. After Erusin, the husband and the wife can't live together yet. It needs the matzir of chuppah. Chuppah is the matzir, is the halachic instrument that allows them to finally live together. So too, says the Rav, that's the comparison. There's an isser of achilas matzah until the matir kicks in. What's the matir? Ba'erev tochlo matzos. The mitzvah of achilas matzah is matzah, the isser of achilas matzah. Everybody agrees to that. Because that's a comparison to Erusin. Arusin is a matir. Matzah is a matir. What's the machlokas then between the Baal HaMor and the Ramban? When does the status of matzah start? Does the status of matzah start when you have an isser to eat chametz? They're inversely connected. You have an isser to eat chametz now, you have an isser to eat matzah now. That's when the status of matzah starts. You don't have the matzah until the night time, the Erev Tochlu Matzos. But the isser of matzah is connected to chametz, says the Ramban. If you have a chiyuv to search and destroy, there's no matzah yet. You already have a chiyuv of search and destroy the night before. You have a chiyuv of tashbisu. The second that you have a chiyuv to destroy chametz, you obviously, the status, the chaloshe matzah must be in the world. So that's why the Ramban says it starts even earlier. It starts the night before. And that's why the Isser, once matzah is in the world, it's usser until you have the nighttime. Everybody agrees until you have the nighttime. The question is, when does the mitzvah of the status of matzah start. Does that start at chatzos, or does that start even earlier when there is a chiyuv of teshbisim? So that's, we just had two machoksim, three shitas, what the svara is for bimeir, why do you have to sort the chametz before Shabbos, and second machlokas, how do you explain the machlokas balamar Ramban about when the isser of achilas matzah starts? Okay, that is all the Mishnah and the little Gemara. Next Mishnah. Masnisan. Aholach lishchot is pischo. V'lamul is b'no, v'le'echol su'udas erisin. It's Erev Pesach. Somebody's on the way to Shechter Karin Pesach. They're on the way to the Beis HaMikdash. Or, the pashas is, there's an or. Or, they're on the way to give milah to their son. V'le'echol su'udas erisin. Or, they're going to eat su'udas erisin. What are they eating a big meal on Erev Pesach for? It's the morning. Whatever reason. V'le'echol su'udas erisin. They're going to do these mitzvos in his in-law's house. And he remembers, oyvei, I have chametz in my house and I forgot to get rid of it. So what should I do? So, im yacholachzu levar, what's the halacha? The halacha is, if you have time to go and go back to your house and destroy your chametz, and then turn back around and go back and do your mitzvah, v'lachzu lemitzvasos, then that's what you have to do. Yachzer v'yavar. Then you have to go back and destroy your chametz, and then go back and do the mitzvah. V'yimlav, but if not, mevatlo b'libo, if you do not have time to go back, destroy your chametz, then continue to do the mitzvah, then forget about your chametz, you do not have to be mevayrit, just be mevatlo b'libo. As long as you do bittul in your heart, so then, that is enough, because you're on your way, we don't want you to lose your mitzvah. Remember, we had the discussion of this language, mevatlo b'libo, does bittul is even believe? We had two gemaras ready, we had the Abdallah, and we had a gemara later on, where the gemara says, sorach shivatel b'fiv. So the question is, we had a discussion there, the Ron said you have to at least be mashmiel la'aznav. That's what the Ron had held. Okay, why these three mitzvahs out of all the mitzvahs in the world? Why dafka does the Mishnah pick these three mitzvahs to say you're on the way to? So the Mi'iri quotes the Yerushalmi on our Mishnah, where the Yerushalmi just says it's to show you the godless of Erison. So he says, V'hushamu tabad mayra, bo re kama gadol koach ha-shalom, shehukash l'shnei dvarim sheish b'hem kares. Pesach Umila. Yeah, look at this trio. You have the two mitzvahs that say that you're chayv kares if you don't do, plus Erison. It just shows you the godless of Erison, that it's on the level of making shalom beinish l'ishto, having a husband and wife come together. But that's category one in the Mishnah. You're on your way to do mitzvahs. Lahatzel mena nachrim mena nohar mena listim. Let's say you're going to save somebody. Or you're going to save somebody from attackers, from robbers, from listim, umin atleikan, from a fire, min amapolis, from a broken down building, then don't even think about it. Don't even think that, you're going to go back and do it. Rashi says, even if you have shows, even if you could determine that you're going to have time to go back and save, yavatam libo. Don't make any calculations in that circumstance. Just go what you have to do, be mavatel, and go save whoever you're saving. That's category two. So that's not a mitzvah, but that's very important. Those are hatzalos. And then you have the third category. V'lishbos shvisas harishus. Let's say you're going to be shoveis a shvisas rishus. What does that mean? So the pashas you would have said is you're just taking stam a trip. So Rashi explains, no. You're going to set a tchum Shabbos for a dvar rishus. That's what lishbos shvisas rishus. Because that's the language Rashi gets from shvisas rishus. You're going to set a tchum Shabbos, and we know, we have a discussion in Masechet Erevin, whether you're only allowed to set it for a dvar mitzvah or even a dvar rishus. So that's what Rashi here says. You're setting a dvar rishus, and then you know what? Yachzer miyad. You can't go and continue. Turn around. Get rid of your chametz, so you won't be able to set the tchum. Okay, that's not the halacha's problem. So that is the three categories: mitzvah, danger, and dvar rishus. Second half of the Mishnah. V'chein, misha yatzam Yerushalayim v'nizkar sheish biyado b'sar kodesh. Somebody leaves Yerushalayim and he has kadshim in his hand and he realizes they're nifsal biyotzei. Right? If karbanas go out of their mechitza, you have to burn them. They're nifsal. They become pasal because of yotzei. They went out of their place. So im avar, how far did you go out? Im avar tzofim, if you already passed sofim. Rashi says sofim is the name of a place. Tosfos says sofim just means where you can see Yerushalayim from. Latzuf, sofe, harat sofim. Right, it's to see. So if you're already fast sofim, sarfobim komo. That is already far. Halacha says, just burn it wherever you are. V'yimla, but if you're not so far out yet, choser v'sarfo lifnei habira me'atzi hamaracha. Then you have to go back. You have to burn it in front of the bira, in front of the special pyre of wood in the Beis HaMikdash, using the wood of the Beis HaMikdash. So that's the v'chein, similar idea about going somewhere and having to go back. Ad kama hein chozrin, until how far do you have to go back A, by chametz, B, by psar kodesh, machlokas, Rabbi Meir omer zevezebe kibetza, Rabbi Yehuda omer zevezebe kizayis, the chum omer mi split, psar kodesh be kizayis, the chametz be kibetza. Three sheetas about how, what size of chametz and psar kodesh must you have. Listen to how one of the rebbes reads a Mishnah. The Or Pnei Moshe, in the Birei Chasidus. V'chein mi sheyatzam Yushalayim. You went out of Yushalayim, you went out of your Ruchnius. You're not on that level. We're Bala Varyanim. V'nizkar she'ish b'yado b'sar kodesh. But all I remember I have b'sar kodesh. I didn't bris mila. You know, that's all I have, b'sar kodesh. Im avart sofim. If I already passed sofim, if I've already gone to Olam Ha'emes, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking at me. Im avart sofim, then sofim b'mkomo. We're going to go to Olam Haba also, but let's do a little strafa first. Sofer b'mkomo, so we get burned in the place. V'yimla, but if not, if I'm still in Olam Hazeh, if I still have my faculties, if I'm still working at myself, so then, you know what? It's never too late. Chozer v'sofer l'fnei habira. Push yourself, use that inner fire inside of you to get back on track and put yourself l'fnei habira in the shul, in the learning. So v'yimla, as if that if you realize, you remember you still have b'sar kodesh, push yourself and burn yourself and get back on track. So, the Or Pnei Moshe reads the Mishnah. Okay. I said today's going to have a little of everything. So, Zecher Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayter in the Gemara, Veraminhu. The Gemara has a stira in our Mishnah. Su'udas Erisin was put in category 1, which l'chora means it's a mitzvah. Veraminhu is a stira. Haholech le'echol su'udas Erisin mebeis chamav v'lishbo shvisas ha'rishus yachzor miyad. In the Braisa, su'udas Erisin is put with the Shvisas Rishus, says it a mitzvah or not? Two answers. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Lokasha, Har Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yossi. Maybe it's a machlokas tanoim whether Su'udas Erisin is a mitzvah. The Tanya, as the Braisa says, Su'udas Erisin Rishus Divrei Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yossi Amar mitzvah. So machlokas tanoim, fine. But now the Gemara says, V'hashta the Amar Rav Chisda. But once Rav Chisda has told us, machlokas b'Su'udas Shnia, the only machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi is the second Su'uda. Avo Su'udas Shnia Divrei Yakol Mitzvah. But the first Su'uda, everybody agrees is a mitzvah. Rashi explains that when they did Erisin, remember as we've spoken about, the two stages of a halacha of a Jewish marriage, not Erisin / Kiddushin, synonyms, it's not engagement. That is the first stage of a Jewish marriage, where the man puts a ring or gives anything that's worth a pruta to his wife, and Sarah and Mekudash Asli. Nowadays we do that all at once. Bizman HaGemara, they did it 12 months apart. They did Kiddushin, and then 12 months later, they gave the woman 12 months to get her makeup ready, they gave the man 12 months to make sure he has a good living, to support her, and then they got married 12 months later. So they used to make a party at the Kiddushin. And even after the party, that's Su'uda number one, that's Su'uda Rishona. Even after that, the husband used to send more presents, the Sivlonos. He used to send more presents to the Kala. So that's the Su'uda Shnia. So by the way, in brackets, that's the Shulchan Aruch talks about sending Sivlonos, whether a man could send Sivlonos, Shalachmanos, to a single girl. You have to be Choshesh L'Kiddushin. So it relates a little bit to this Gemara. So says Rav Chisda. Since everybody agrees, the only machlokas is the Su'uda Shnia. Is that a mitzvah? But everybody agrees that Su'uda Rishon is a mitzvah. So then Afilu Teima Halvahar Rabbi Yehuda. They don't have to say it's a machlokas Tanaim. You can say they're both Rabbi Yehuda. But Lo Kasha B'Su'uda Rishona B'Su'uda Shnia. The first, the Mishnah is talking about Su'uda Rishona, which is obviously a mitzvah. The second, the Brice is about Su'uda Shnia. Tanya Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Ani lo shamati el Su'udas Erisin. Rabbi Yehuda says, Su'udas Erisin, I know, the first one is a mitzvah, avalo sivlonos, but not the present sent afterwards. Omer lo Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, Ani shamati Su'udas Erisin visivlonos. Even sivlonos is a mitzvah. This Gemara is one of the three important Gemaras for the sugya of, is Kiddushin a mitzvah? I'm going to mention two or three of the shitas. Anybody wants more, get to review the first Tuesday night shir this year. It's on the web and in Maseches Kiddushin. That is getting married a mitzvah? Kiddushin. Everybody agrees that Puravu is a mitzvah. But the question is, what about Kiddushin? Is Kiddushin a mitzvah? So if you read this Gemara, Su'udas Erisin, Su'udas Kiddushin, according to everybody, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi is a mitzvah. Do you ever have a Su'udas mitzvah without a mitzvah? So l'chora, the pashtus of this Gemara is that Kiddushin is a mitzvah. And this is what the pashtus of the Gemara Kiddushin seems to say. Because the Gemara there applies the principle of mitzvah bo yoser mi b'shlucho to the mitzvah of Kiddushin. You're allowed to get married through a shliach, but it's better, mitzvah vayisui b'shlucho, to do it yourself. So again, the language mitzvah. Kiddushin mem aleph, mitzvah vayisui b'shlucho. And this is what the Rambam says. The Rambam says this a number of times, clearly. The Rambam says, in the beginning of Hilchas Ishus, v'likuchid elu mitzvah saseh shel Torahim. mitzvah d'oraisa, these kuchen. The Rambam later on in Gimel Chaf Gimel in Hilchas Ishus, kol makadish itzra ben adei atzma ben adei shliach sarach levarich kodem kiddushin. You have to make birchas erusin, the bracha of itzivan l'arayas vaslanos arusos. That's a birchas hamitzvah, says the Rambam. That's why it has to be done before, right? It's done before the chazan puts the ring on the on her finger. You say it. The Rambam adds on kiderech shemavarchin kodem kol hamitzvahs. Just like you make a bracha before all mitzvahs, you make a birchas hamitzvah here too. The Rambam is clear. The Rambam is sefer hamitzvahs counts kiddushin as a mitzvah. So the Rambam is clear, and many other rishonim agree with him. Kiddush, the sefer achinuch, kiddushin is a mitzvah. The problem is that there are other gemaras, which we're not going to get into now. You can look at it in Moed Katan. There's a gemara that seems to say that kiddushin is not a mitzvah. It's contrasting that to nisuin. And also, just looking at the bracha doesn't sound like a birchas hamitzvah. Why don't we say Asher Kedushanu Mitzvah Kisvanu L'Kadesh Esaisha? That would be a Berachas HaMitzvah. Why don't we just do that? Asks the Rosh in Ksubis. Right? Why don't we just do that? Why don't we just say L'Kadesh? And why is the Masada Kedushin saying it? Why doesn't the Chazan say it? Okay, you're embarrassed. You want embarrassed that not everybody knows it? Okay, so most people will know it. Yeah, you say it from a bencher. Right? So so the Rosh, it doesn't look like a Berachas HaMitzvah. Says the Rosh, you know what? Because it's not a mitzvah. Kedushin is just a Hechsher to the mitzvah of Puravu. It's a Hechsher mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah itself. That's what the Rosh says. And you know what the bracha is? It's a bracha shavach v'hodah. The bracha shavach v'hodah. The Rosh says in Kiddushin, in Ksubis, u'bracha zu niskina lasei shavach la'kadosh baruch hu, asher kedishanu b'mitzosav, v'hivdilanu min ha'amim, v'tzivanu l'kadosh isha ha'muteres lanu, v'lo achas min ha'arayos. He says it's just like bracha shechita. It's a bracha shavach v'hodah. And theoretically, maybe it could even be said la'achar kiddushin. There are some shitas that say that. Right, because it's a birchas avodah, because there is no mitzvah here. That's known as the machlokas between the Rambam and the Rosh. There are other shitas with different permutations. We discussed the Ritva at the time, where the Ritva agrees with the Rambam that it is a mitzvah, but he acknowledges that this is not a birchas mitzvah, and therefore he's bothered. Why is there no? He has to be honest. Why is there no birchas mitzvah when it comes to kiddushin? So he quotes different shitas. He says one maybe because the woman's going to say no. So you can't say a berachas mitzvah because maybe she'll say no. This the same reason that the Ravid says that Ravid agrees that it is a berachas mitzvah, but you say it afterwards because she might say no. The Ritva says maybe that's why you shouldn't say the bracha at all. That's why we don't say a bracha on stock up because the ani might refuse. That's why we don't say a bracha on kibbut va'aim. One of the reasons because the parent might say no, it's okay, right? If there's mechila involved, that's another reason why we don't say a bracha on a mitzvah. So that's what the Ritva says, and then the Ritva quotes other reasons, but really the Ritva ends up saying I'm bothered. I don't know why there's no bracha on a mitzvah here, but this is a minhag. What can I say? And haminhag machria. I don't know what to do. The Ritva Ksubas Daf Zayin. I'm not going to change the minhag even though I think it's wrong. But it's definitely a mitzvah with no birchas hamitzvah. So that is related to our discussion here, where the Gemara says there is a su'udas, erusin is a su'udas mitzvah. You have to work very hard for the Rosh to get out of this Gemara. You have to work very hard to get out of it. Okay, let's continue. Tanya, second line. Rav Shimon Omer, kol su'uda she'ena shel mitzvah, ein talmid chacham rasha lehenos mimena. If you're involved in a su'udah, that's a non-su'udas mitzvah, a talmid chacham is not allowed to get benefit from it. There are major discussions throughout the year, what is considered a su'udas mitzvah and what not. There's a discussion about a su'udah of a siyum. Is a siyum a su'udas mitzvah? There's a gemara we had in Shachar that Abaye says that he used to make parties every time one of the rabbanim finished a mesechta. So Rove assumed that it is a su'udas mitzvah. There's Yamshel Shlomo and Baba Kama even that says he thinks there's no greater su'udas mitzvah, and therefore he says you should say Shasimcha Bimono. What we say by a Sheva Brachas, the Yamshel Shlomo says you should say Shasimcha Bimono because there's no greater simcha than a su'udas siyum. And he even writes there in the Yamshel Shlomo that he paskin this way one time at a su'udas siyum that you should say Shasimcha Bimono, and all of a sudden all holiness broke out and there was craziness, and he says it was an onesh for me for going against my tradition. I know I said that in the Beis Medrash, but I shouldn't have paskin that way. So that's what I think. He says Ein lecha simcha gedola mizu. That's what we rely on this by Tainus Bechorim, during the 9 days we have Siyumim. Again, what you can make a Siyum on is a separate discussion, but we assume Rov HaPoskim that Su'udas Siyum is a Su'udas Mitzvah. But here the Gemara says anything that's not Su'udas Mitzvah, a Talmid Chacham can't get benefit. Just one Dvar Hashkafa, the Mishnah Brura in Hilchas Berachas Hamazon quotes the Shlach HaKadosh, which says that if every single thing that we eat is L'Shem Shemayim, like the Rambam talks about in Hilchas Deos, that everything we eat, every single thing is to serve Hashem better, to give me strength, to do exercise, to keep myself healthy, that everything you eat is a Su'udas Mitzvah. says we should. The Shulchan Aruch says everything we eat is a Seudas Mitzvah. So that's Alpi Hashkafa. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says, which is a good mussar to us to remember whenever we're about to indulge in something that we don't really need. We should remember that Shulchan Aruch and think, is this a Seudas Mitzvah or not? We have to be happy in life too. You'll have to get enjoyment in life too. But it doesn't means that there are limits. But the Gemara says, Kagon Mai, what's an example of a non Seudas Mitzvah? Unbelievable. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kagon Bas Kohen Li Yisrael. If a Bas Kohen is marrying a Yisrael, Rashi says they shouldn't be pogame their mishpacha by marrying a non-Kohen, and therefore that's an example where Talmud Chacham should not be involved at that, shouldn't go to that wedding. He should come up with an excuse to say that what he can't come. Ubas Talmud Chacham la'am ha'aretz. That one we can understand. Right, where Bas Talmud Chacham is marrying in Am Ha'aretz. The Mefarshim point out that there's Gemara Ksubis, which says that an Am Ha'aretz should marry his daughter off to a Talmud Chacham, because he should be Masakin. He's an Am Ha'aretz. So the Mefarshim explained that over there it's at least somebody who's Machshav Torah, and he's Mechabit, he's trying. But here it's talking about somebody who's Lahacha, somebody who doesn't care. So that's an Am Ha'aretz that one should not be involved in. Damar Rabbi Yochanan, as Rabbi Yochanan says, Bas Kohen Li Yisrael, Ein Zivugan Ola Yafeh. There's the phrase. That a Bas Kohen Li Yisrael, their Zivug is not going to be, their pair is not going to go up well. What does that mean? Rashi says, B'mazel Tov. Meaning the constellations. That's what we mean by saying Mazel Tov. It means the stars should give you be a good simon for you. And in this type of case, the Chazal say, the Zivug is not going to be Ola Yafeh. Mahi, what's going to happen? Rachmana Leslan. Amar Rav Chisda, O Almana, O Grusha, O Zera Ein La. Rachmana Leslan, he's going to die young, he's going to divorce her, or they're not going to have kids. Rashi says it's based on a Smichas Apsukim, Bimas Nisatana, Kovra O Kavarto, one of them is going to die young, O Maviato Lidianias, or she's going to make him poor. The Ben Yehoyada says already what many of us are thinking, this doesn't apply Bizman Azeh. Bizman Azeh, we don't have Koanim Miyuchasim, so it's not that we're causing the Yichus to be lost, all Koanim today are Muchzakim, they're not Miyuchasim, we assume they're Koanim. Do we know for sure they're Koanim? Somebody walks into shul as a stranger. I'm a Kohen. So we trust him. We would give him truma? No, we wouldn't give him truma. Right? We wouldn't let him do the avoda. But we give him the first aliyah. Okay, what's the... It's his brachal vatala. It's not our brachal vatala. But either way, so it's not... So that's what we rely on today. So number one, there are no Kohanim muyuchasim. And number two, we don't have, says the Ben Yoyada, we don't have Ami Ha'aretz like they had in those days. People who come to shul who are lahachas. Today, if somebody's an Ami Ha'aretz, he's not there. It's not that he's around. He doesn't want to marry a Bas Talmud Chacham. You think an Am Ha'aretz wants to marry a Bas Talmud Chacham? So we don't have that Bria, we don't have either of the Brias, the Kohen or the Am Ha'aretz, Bizman Hazeh. So it doesn't really apply today. Aini, but says the Gemara, is it really true that marrying into the Shevet of Kahuna, you're going to get poor? V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, Harosa Seish Aser. Rabbi Yochanan says, if you want to get rich, Yidbak Bezaru Shal Aharon, Shadavka marry into Aharon. Kol Shekein Shatar V'kuna Masharta, especially if you're a Talmud Chacham, you'll have the Torah, you'll have the Kahuna. Unbelievable. So Gemara says you're right. Lo kasha ha b'tamad chacham ha ba'am ha'aretz. A tamad chacham can marry into the kahuna, but not in am ha'aretz. The Marsha here says because a tamad chacham is not a zar to a kohen. That's all he says. Tamad chacham is not a zar, is not considered a stranger to a kohen. So some of the mafarshim say, oh, maybe this is one of the bases where the Rambam gets his famous formulation. The Rambam has a famous halacha, the last halacha in Hilchos Shmita B'Yovel, where the Rambam mentions why Sheva Levi doesn't have a portion in Eretz Yisrael, because the Rambam says because they've dedicated themselves to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to devote their lives to Torah, and therefore they don't get a portion, they're supported by others. V'lo Sheva Levi Bilvad, this is the last Rambam, it's not only Sheva Levi biological, Ela Kol Ish V'Ish Mikol Ba'ay Olam, any man Asher Mikol Ba'ay Ha'olam. Let me say, Mikol Yisrael. Mikol Ba'i Ha'olam. Asher Nadva Rucho Oso, that his heart has been lifted up. Vehevinu Mada'o, Lihi Badel La'amod Lefnei Hashem L'sharso. He has devoted his life to stand in front of Hashem. Ula Avdo L'de'yas Hashem. V'halach Yashar Kamosha Aso V'halokim. And he's perfect just like when Hashem put it into the world. Uparak Me'al Tzavaro O Hel Cheshbonos HaRabim Asher Bikshu B'nei Ha'adam. Harezen is Kadesh Kodesh Kadashim. V'yi Hashem Chelko v'nachlaso lo'olam lo'me olamim. V'yizkalo b'olam hazeh davar hamaspiklo k'mo shezichal konem alavim. Meaning somebody could become part of Sheva Levi. This doesn't mean everybody, because somebody has to, but at least the Yechidei Skula, the people, the G'dolei Hadar, so they become part of Sheva Levi. And that's exactly maybe what the Marsha here means on the Gemara. That Talmidei Chachamim are not a Zar. That's exactly what the Rambam says, that it is... Well, the Rambam didn't get it from the Marsha, obviously. But maybe he got it from the interpretation of the Gemara, like the Marsha. Okay, period. Right there in the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yeshua Nasiv Kahanta, Rabbi Yeshua married a Bas Kohen, Chalash. Then he got sick. Amar, Rabbi Yeshua says to himself, Vonichli La'aron De'adik Bezare. It must be that I'm being punished because I married a Kohenes. David Lekichasa Kiana. They have a son-in-law like me. So it must be I did something wrong. That's why I'm sick. Ravidi Bar Avin Nasiv Kahanta, Ravidi Bar Avin married a Kohenes. Nafkumine Shrei Ben Ismichi. He had two great sons. Rav Sheshes Breder Ravidi, Rav Yeshua Breder Ravidi. So he said it was a good thing. Amar of Papa, Ilo Nasivna Kahanta Lo Yatri. Rav Papa says if I wouldn't have married a Kohenes, I wouldn't have become rich. Amar of Kahana, he also had some many sons that we mentioned how to see him. Amar of Kahana, Ilo Nasivna Kahanta Lo Galoi. Rav Kahana says if I wouldn't have married a Kohenes, I wouldn't have gone into Galus. Rashi explains he went from Babel to Eretz Yisrael. Interesting, that's called Galus. But he went from where he lived. He had to leave. So Amar Leib Halamakam Torah Galisa. You went to a Makam Torah. Why is that Galus? So Lo Galaki the Gali Inchi. No, I had to leave in a non-respectful manner. I was rushed out. I was worried from the authorities. So Rashi quotes the Gemara here. So that's why I was upset. So that's why Rav Kahana was upset. That's what it must be because he married the Bas the Kohenes. Oh, so asks Tosfos the top of the next summit, Ben Thesma Beis. Tosfos says, it's Mashmir that he wasn't a Kohen. If you look at the Gemara in the first pack in Kiddushin, it says that people used to give Pidyon HaBen to Rav Kahana. People used to give Pidyon, so he wasn't a Kohen? What is he getting Pidyon HaBen for? Here he says, he's upset because he married a Kohen. So the Gemara says, Tosfos over there gives an answer, two Rav Kahanas, don't worry. Two Rav Kahanas, okay, that's an answer. Says Tosfos in the second answer there, and that's the answer that he gives here, an unbelievable answer. He took the Pidyon HaBen for his wife. His wife was a Bas Kohen, and he took the Pidyon HaBen, he took the Chamishlam for his wife. Big major issue whether you're allowed to do that. Whether you're allowed to, I'm a Yisrael, I'm allowed to take Pidyon HaBen, I've never done that mitzvah, that would be great. My wife's not a Bas Kohen, that's the problem. But either way, that's Tosfos second day, again, major discussion, whether that's halacha, but that is Tosfos' possibility. That if Kahana was not a Kohen, just his name was Kahana, and he might have taken the Pidyon HaBen because his wife was a Bas Kohen. That has to do with this. Listen to this Meshech Chachma. The Meshech Chachma says, if you remember the Gemara, the story we had on Dav Gimel, on the base. Meshech Chachma has Kol HaShas on his fingertips. I mean, this is only 46 blots separate, so maybe we should even remember this. But says the Gemara there on the Gimel, on the base, on the bottom, that it says that Rav Kahana got sick. Right, 10 lines up. And it says that the Rabbanan sent an Amora to check out with him what was going on. Shadru Rabbanan Rabbi Yeshua Breder Avidi. They sent Rabbi Yeshua Breder Avidi to check, you know, how he's doing. So the Meshech Chachma, they dafka sent Rabbi Yeshua Breder Avidi to Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana in this Gemara thought he did something wrong because he married a Bas Kohen. The Gemara says that Rav Edi was proud of marrying a Bas Kohen, and look what he had, two wonderful sons, Rav Sheshes and Rav Yeshua Breder Avidi. They dafka sent Rav Yeshua Breder Avidi to him to show him that it's not because he married a Bas Kohen. He shouldn't think that he's being nanas for that, because look at these great tzaddikim that came out of Rav Edi. That's how you read a Gemara. That's how you put Shas all together. Meseches Pesachim. You put that Gemara in the story in Dav Gimel, says the Meshech Chachma in Parshas Emor, he says that's why they dafka sent that Amor. Mem Tesem and Aleph. Okay. Amr Reb Yitzchak Kohan Nene Misuudas Harishus Losov Gola. Anybody that gets Hana from a voluntary Suda, again, not a Suda's Mitzvah, Losov Gola. We've just transferred from a Talmud Chacham to Kol. Anybody. So now we're widening it somewhat. Shneimar, how do you know? V'ochlim karim mitzon da'agalim mitoch marbeik. If you eat all of these sheep and calves, v'ksiv right afterwards, l'chein atoy yiglu l'rosh galim, you will go into galus. Tana Rabban, kol tamad chacham ha'rab su da'asob b'chol makom, any tamad chacham who eats a lot everywhere, he's a glutton, he cannot satiate his appetite, sof machribes beso, he's going to destroy his house because he's going to be constantly trying to get more and more food and waste away all the money. Uma almenes ishto, he will make his wife an almana. Rashi explains, not literally, but what's called an almanas chayas, an alive widow, because he's going to be out searching all the time for more food. Uma yasim is gozlov, he will make his children orphans. Vitamuda mishtakech rimenu, his talmud will be forgotten from him. Rashi says he's going to be too busy eating to chazer. Right, so that's why he's going to forget his Gemara. Umachlokos rabos bozalav. A lot of machlokos will come upon him because all of his creditors will start trying to come to him and get their money back. V'dvarav enam nishmayim. You will not have respect. His words will not be heard. Umachalol shem shamayim. V'shem rabo. V'shem aviv. So it's pretty strong lashon. Not too many averis in the Torah get such a few lines about what's going to happen to them. V'goreim shem ra lo labanav. Ulubnei banav atsof kol hadoros. He's going to cause problems for his generations to come. Maihi, what's so bad? What's going to happen to the later generations? What name are they going to call his kids? Amar Abaya Karle Bar Machin Tanuri. Oh, you're the son of an oven warmer. Right, that's the your father was always in the kitchen warming the oven. You're the son of an oven warmer. Rava Amar Bar Market Bekubi. Oh, you're the son of the dancer in the bars. Right, he used to dance when they were drunk. So also your father was always had the problem of levity and always drinking too much. Kedar Chalit Sanim, Rashi says. Rav Papa Amar Bar Malchich Pinchi, the son of the one who licks the pots. Always the lad, good to the last drop. He licks the pots. This doesn't mean once on a Shabbos, you know, you have Onik Shabbos, you have your Neshama Yaseva, you can do that. It means somebody who is constantly, food rules his life. That's obviously talking about somebody who does that, but he's still a Talmud Chacham. I guess a Talmud Chacham who does this. Rav Shama Amar Bar Mach. What's Bar Mach? Rashi explains that, Bar Mach Rava. Somebody who is the son of Mach is somebody who folds, Rava, somebody who sits. What does it mean? Rashi explains that somebody who's drinks and he can't make it home, so he'll just take off his jacket and he'll go to sleep on the street wherever he is. So he's the son of a person who used to fold up his clothes and just sit down and go to sleep there because he never made his way home. Either way, we should all eat in measure and eat and know what we eat and to not chas v'shalom be part of this maimer. Tana Rabbanan, La'olam yimkar adam kol mashi yishlo v'yisa bas Talmud Chacham. A person should sell everything he has to be able to marry the daughter of a Talmud Chacham. Shemais ogola. So, chas v'shalom, if something happens to him, muftak lo shemar tamid chachamim. His kids will be okay because he knows that his wife had the upbringing, the education, and she'll educate them well. Va'al yisa basa ma'aretz, and don't marry an ma'aretz. Basa ma'aretz. Shemais ogola banav ma'aretz. Because if he dies, then his wife will do what she's used to, which how she was brought up, and he will not. His kids will not have a proper education. Tanur, but some Bali Musar say that a Bas Talmud Chacham is not just literal, but you have to look at is she a Bas Talmud Chacham? Does she act like a Bas Talmud Chacham, even if she's not literally a Bas Talmud Chacham? Tanur Rabbanan, Lo Olam Yimper Adam Kol Mashi Yesh Lo Visa Bas Talmud Chacham. Be able to sell everything you have to marry somebody who's a Bas Talmud Chacham. V'yasi Bito Lo Talmud Chacham, and also marry your daughter to a Talmud Chacham. Mashal Leinve Hagefen Beinve Hagefen Davar No Miskava. That's where the song comes from. Right here, it's a mashal that if you're from a wonderful family and they're from a wonderful family and the two great vines that come together, they strengthen each other. Davar No Miskava. It's beautiful and acceptable. V'lo Yisa Bas Ma'aretz. And you shouldn't marry Bas Ma'aretz, because then mashal, you have a different mashal. Inve Hagefen Beinve Asne. Wouldn't fit into the song either, right? Inve Hagefen, that the vines of the grape and the vines of a thorn bush, that's what happens. What happens? Dover Ka'ur the Eino Miskabel, right? It's ugly, and they're going to hurt each other. That's a beautiful thought. This is a back pocket word for a Sheva Brachas from Rav Shlomo Zalman in the Biurei Hadaf. Why Dafka vines? Why Dafka vines? Was that the mashal? Rav Shlomo Zalman says vines is the only fruit that requires, that is leans on something else. It can't stand on its own. You don't have a vine growing. You have to support it by a pole. You have to support it by something. Vine is the only thing that needs to be supported. A true Invi Agefen, there's so mech on their parents and the grandparents and the Misora. These are people who are wrapped around, you know how to build it up. These are people who are wrapped around the Misora and their family and the grandparents. What a wonderful Invi Agefen, both sides. Invi Agefen. That's why Dafka vine is used as a mushroom. Right? So write it down, back pocket, you got it. It's a beautiful verse. Shlomo Zalman. Tana Rabbanan. Continues the Gemara. Lo olam yimkar adam kol mashi yishlo, v'yisa bas Talmud Chacham. Gemara continues. Sell everything that you have and marry bas Talmud Chacham. Lo masa Talmud Chacham. If you don't find one, yisa bas gadol hador. That's the second level. Marry the daughter of a gadol hador. That's less than a Talmud Chacham. Gadol hador. Rashi says, anshi maisha v'tzadikim. Right? Now, today's an olam hafachu. Right, the Gaon, the Gedol Hadar is the highest. It's more than just that, but that's the beginning of showing that it's an Olam Hafach. Lo Basa Bas Gedol Hadar Yisa Bas Rashi Knesios. Should at least marry the daughter of a community leader. If you can't marry a Bas Talmud Chacham, Lo Basa Rashi Knesios Yisa Bas Gabbai Tzedaka. Marry the daughter of the Gabbai Tzedaka. Why? Rashi explains because he's the honest people in charge of the Tzedaka. Marry the daughters of treasurers of shuls, right here. Bas Gabbai Tzedaka. Lo Matza. Hey, he's here. Lo Matza Bas Gabbai Tzedaka Yisa Bas Malamdei Tinokos. If you don't find one like that, so at least marry the daughter of a Malami Tinokos, one of the Malamdim in Yeshiva. V'lo Yisa, again, now Baruch Hashem, we have the Rabbanan who are the Malami Tinokos. V'lo Yisa Bas Ami Ha'aretz, B'nat Bas Ami Ha'aretz, Mipnei Shein Sheketz, V'nishosehen Sheretz, they're not pleasant. V'yabonosein Hu Omer Arur Shochevim Kol Behema. Right, terrible to marry your daughter, or to marry yourself to a Bas Talmud Chacham. Right, Rivka was so great because she grew up with Rishayim. But again, that's where all the Bali Musar there speak about why that there were Rishayim around him, there were Rishayim around there were Rishayim in Eretz Canaan and in Padan Aram. Why do you have to go there? Because by over there it was Avodah Zarah, and Avodah Zarah that's in the Seichel, and that if you're smart enough you could get rid of it. But Midos, that's where Eretz Canaan, they were Mushchas in their Midos. So that goes be Yerusha. So Rivka, at least she had Midos Tovos from her, the previous generations. But you're right, but again, like I said before, Bas Tamar Chacham doesn't have to be literal. If somebody has a terrible parent, Rachmana Lislan, if they themselves are Bas Tamar Chacham, if you have a wonderful Yichus is wonderful. But it's not the Machriya in a marriage. Tanya, Rabbi Omer, Am Haaretz Asur Lecho Basar. Shenemar, Am Haaretz not allowed to eat meat. As it says, V'zos Toras HaBehema, V'ha'of, right, this is the Torah of the Behema and the Oaf. Kala Osik B'Torah Mutur Lecho Basar. Whoever is Osik in Torah can eat Basar Behema V'ha'of. V'chol She'ena Osik B'Torah Asur Lecho Basar Behema V'ha'of. Whoever doesn't, is not Osik B'Torah, is not allowed to eat Basar Behema V'ha'of. The Pashtus, the Ben Yoyada says, what's the Pashtus? You shouldn't eat meat, because even if you eat kosher meat now, if you're used to eating meat, Am Haaretz might go somewhere else, where the meat might not be prepared in the same way, and he might come to eat it anyway, because he's so used to eating it. But there's another pshat, based on the Kuzari. The Kuzari says that there are other mefarshim also, the Kuzari says there are four levels of being. Four levels of being. Domeim, someach, chai, medaber. Right, domeim is the inanimate objects, stones, someach, plants and trees, chai, alive, that includes animals, and medaber is the speaker, is the people. Every level of being is sholate on the one under it. Animals eat the plants and the trees. People eat animals. And Am Haaretz is not on the level of a medaber. Asu lecho basar. He doesn't connect to Torah. He doesn't use the Torah to make himself a medaber, as it says in Brachos. The uncle says ruach mamalala, right? So that's what he says. He doesn't use his koach of being a human. Asu lecho basar, because he's not above them. He's just like a behema. Continues. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Am Haaretz mutter lenochro b'yom Kippurim shecholias b'shavas. Whoa. And Am Haaretz, you're allowed to nochro, it's like stab on Yom Kippur that falls out on Shabbos. Are you allowed to stab somebody on Shabbos? Says the Tosfos here, he's talking about a murderer. A murderer walks into shul, a murderer who will murder tomorrow also. So it's a rodef. You're allowed to write a song of Alana, walks into shul, it's Shabbos, I'm sorry, I can't remember Chal Shabbos. Right, so that's A. The riff here says, no, he's a rodef of Arias. Also a rodef. A rodef who's a known rapist. So that also is a rodef. And the Ron here says, the Pashas, that is just a guzma. Doesn't mean that you ought to kill the guy. It's a guzma. We're about to see something else that shows that it's obviously a guzma, an exaggeration. Amr lo Tamida, the Tamida master of Elazar, Rebbe, Amar lo Shochto, why did you say to stab him? Why didn't you say to shecht him? So Amar Lahen, Zet Ton Bracha, Vein Zet Eino Ton Bracha. This guy doesn't deserve a bracha to be made on him. Therefore, just Nechira, stabbing is better and not Shechita. Again, remember, we do not have this status Bizman Hazeh, as the Ben Yoyada already said, and Am Haaretz doesn't just mean what we call an Am Haaretz, just like Gadol Hadar doesn't mean what we call a Gadol Hadar. Right? All the phrases in today's Gemara we have to adapt for Bizman Hazeh. Either way, that is what is meant by this Gemara. Amr Belazar, Am Haaretz, Asur Lislavos Yom HaBaderach. And Am Haaretz, you can't walk him out on the way. Again, because he's choshed that he's going to murder you. He's choshed that he's that. Shenemar, Kihi Chayecha Barach Yemecha. Because it says that the Torah is our life. Al Chayev Lochas, he's not worried about his own life. Al Chayech Haver Lochal Shekain. So his friend's life, he's not going to care about either. So that's why you have to be choshed that you can't go on the path with him alone. Amr Shabbatach Beni, Amr Biochanan, Am Haaretz, Mutu Lakoraka Dog. You can rip him up like a fish. Amr Shwel Bar Yisagubi Gabo, even from the back. From his back. Okay, obviously, that's what the Ron says, that this is all guzma. Just means, don't be with the Am Haaretz, stay away from them, because they are lahachas. Tanya, Am Rabbi Akiva, Kishya Yisi Am Haaretz. Rabbi Akiva says, when I used to be an Am Haaretz, Amarti, he was about Tshuva, at 40, Mi Yitein Li Tamar Chacham Anashchenu Kechamar. He used to say, oh, I wish I had a Tamar Chacham, I could bite him like a donkey. Rabbi Akiva says, Amar Lo Talmidav, Rabbi, Amar Kekelev, why a donkey, why not a dog? So Amar Lahan Zen no sheikh v'shover etzem. No, a donkey breaks bones. That's why he said like a donkey. I really hated them. The Zen no sheikh v'shover etzem. A kelev bites, but it doesn't break any bones. Tanya Amar Yirmeir Omer Kalamesi Bitalama Aretz Kilu Kofta Umanichal of Neari. Anybody who marries their daughter to an Am Haaretz as if they're putting them, roping them up, and throwing them into the lion's den. Ma'ari Doris Va'ochel Vein Loboshes Panim. Just like a lion tramples and eats and doesn't have any busha. He also does not have any busha, and he's very physical with his wife, and it is not somebody to be involved in. There is a tshuva of the Noda Behuda, which we mentioned in the past, which is a tshuva for all time. When the Noda Behuda was asked, we mentioned this in other contexts, in Tinyana, Eben Ezer, Simon Ayin Tes. Noda Behuda was asked, there was a girl who was going out with a guy, and the mother-in-law, daughter-in-law had the same name. So the questioner was that in the Rabbi Yehuda Chassid Sava, you know, it says that you shouldn't marry somebody with the same name as the daughter-in-law, mother-in-law, son-in-law, father-in-law. That was the Shiloh to the Rabbi Yehuda. So he says, Da Tamidi HaChaviv. He says, listen to me, put this Chakukam Aluach Libecha. He says, there are many things in the Tzavah Rabbi Yehuda Chassid which are against the Gemara. So you have two choices, says the Rabbi Yehuda. Either you have to say that Rabbi Yehuda Chassid was not one of the Bali HaMasorah, because he went against the Gemara, and that's not a choice, because he was one of the Bali HaMasorah. And the other choice is that he didn't mean this for Halacha. He didn't mean this for Klal Yisrael. He, Beruach Kacho, saw that in his family, the Zivig wouldn't be Ola Yafet by these Zivukim, so he said it for his family. But he says, you have to say that's different, don't worry about it. He says, don't worry about it, and this is what this Rabbi Yehuda is quoted by all the Rabbi Yehuda Chassid Minhagim in the Mishnah Berurah, in the Ber Heite throughout, by Her Kasanya on Rosh Chodesh, by all the Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, this Rabbi Yehuda is quoted, again, some are Machbid on the Rabbi Yehuda Chassid Sava, but this Rabbi Yehuda says, you don't have to be Machbid about any of them, because it's all meant for his family, because a lot of them are against Gemara. That's paragraph one. But then he gets to paragraph two, and he says, and anyway, I don't know why I get all these shilas about the father-in-law and the mother-in-law's name and all these technicalities. Nobody asks me, he's a big Am Haaretz, can I marry him? Nobody asks me, he doesn't have yichus, can I marry him? That's a halacha. They're asking about all these chumras, these yesh machmirim, bal nefesh yachmirs. But nobody's asking me about they don't care who they marry. He says, v'tamahani al rova olam. This is the priorities, Noda Behuda. Getting our priorities straight. V'tamahani al rova olam. Shalaseis bitam ma'am ha'aretz hu pashit. That's okay. But to marry somebody with the same mother-in-law, daughter-in-law, chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom. He says, it's against chazal. Gemar m'sachim memtes. Kof tov v'nei ha'ari. Says Noda Behuda, we have to get our priorities in order. We have to make sure that we know what are the most important when it comes to shiduchim and when it comes to everything in life. That's the Noda Behuda. Okay, let's continue. Try to finish it up. Tanya, we said a lot of different things today. Try to remember what we talked about. Tanya, Blazer Omer, if they didn't need us for business, they would have killed us already. Tanya, Rebchia Omer, Kerbichia, Kola Osik Bator, Lefnei Hamaaretz, Kilu Boel Arusasso Bafanov. If anybody learns Torah in front of an Am Haaretz, it's as if they're living with their Arusa in front of him. Shneamar, that says, Torah tzivalanu Moshe al tikri morasha ela ma'orasa. Right? Because every Jew has Arusin to the Torah, and even the Am Haaretz, and you are being mishtamet, you're living with the Arusa in front of him, and that's why it is ki'ilu bar arusasu b'fanav. We finished in 90 seconds. Gdola sinna b'li neder. Gdola sinna shesorna nami aris atam d'chacham. Yosem yisinna shesorna d'chacham es Yisrael. Greater is the hatred of the Amaratzim for the rabbis than the anti-Semitism of the non-Jews for the Jews. V'nishoseim, and Rashi says, because they're in the parsha. V'nishoseim yosemihan. And the women, the wives of them are even worse. Right, we know in history, Zeresh, and you know, you have where wives could egg on the husbands. Tana, and then the Gemara has a very telling statement. Shana upiresh, somebody who went to yeshiva and learned, and then went off to derech, he's the worst. Yosef Mikulan, he has the most hatred, because he was in the Parsha. The Meiri explains because he knows the beauty a little bit. And he knows in the deep recesses of his mind that what he's doing is wrong. So that's why he's the worst, and he causes the most trouble. Tanu Rabbanon, Shishas Bar Nemar Bamei Aretz. Six things said about Am Aretz. Ein Mosul Lahem Eidus, you can't use them as an aid. Vin Makabu Menu Eidus, and you can't accept testimony from them. Vin Magalahem, so don't tell them secrets. Vin Mananosan Aputrapas Al Yisomim, you can't make them a guardian for the money of the Yisomim. Vin Mananosan Aputrapas Al Kubish Al Staka, you also can't put them in charge of the Staka, because they're going to steal it. Vin Mislavani Man Baderach, and you also can't accompany them on the way, like we said before, because they're choshed al resicha. You also are not allowed to machriz. You shouldn't announce if you find one of their lost objects. The Tanakama says no, you can. Zimnin, no, the objects have to do with their kids. It could be that they're bad, but their kids are going to be okay. Shneamar yachin, a tzaddik will a rasha will prepare, but tzaddik yilbash, and a tzaddik will wear it, meaning eventually his kids. Just 2 points, and then we're finished. Tosa says, We're talking about an Aveda. How do you know it belongs to the Amaretz? You shouldn't be machers on an Aveda. Then it's not an Aveda if you know whose it is. So it says, no, it must be that you saw it. 5,000 Amaretzim passed by in a caravan and it fell from one of them. So you know it's an Amaretz. One. Number two is just, has to do with the Parsha Shavua. The Gemara here says that every Jew has Eiris into the Torah. Rav Soloveitchik, when he gave his Hesped for the Brisker Rav, for his uncle, he said, he quoted this Gemara in Mado Dech Midod, that's the name of the Hesped, and he says, there are a few Yechidei Skula in every generation, few Gedolei Hadar, that not only have Eiris into the Torah, but they have Nisu into the Torah. Nisuin means when you know what the person would say, even if they didn't tell you. So we all have Eiris into the Torah, but a few Yechidei Skula have Nisuin. They know, they have this halachic intuition about what the, obviously they're honest and they look through the texts, but they have this halachic intuition knowing what the Torah would say in any given situation. And he quoted the Rashi in Parshas Tetzaveh. Because if you look by the Eifod in this week's Parsha, Rashi says, I really have no idea what the Eifod looked like. And then Rashi says those words, V'libi Omer Li. My heart tells me, and then Rashi goes on with a 35-line Rashi, exactly what the Eifod looked like. But anyway, that's V'libi Omer Li. That's this Nisuin to the Torah. Torah to Morasha, I have to try to go to the level where we could even have Nisuin to the Torah, not just Erisim. Okay, Agutin, remember Zayin Adar? So all the Torah that we learned was Chus Moshe Rabbeinu, Erisim to the Torah. We had Maimon Har Sinai. That's where we became immersed to the Torah. So it's Yonah de Yoma, Hashkacha, that we did this today. Ramosha Feinstein was born today. No. Ramosha was Yud Beis, because Tain Sester was his Levaya. Ramosha's Yarset is Yud Beis.